Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92 at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this morning, we're going to talk with Renee Durfee. Renee's a nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Well, have you enjoyed the cold and snowy week we've had this week?
No, it makes me think, why do I live this? How do I move further south? But not much we can do about it.
That's right. Well, what's our subject this morning, Renee?
I thought today we'd talk a little bit about heart health in women. February is Go Red for Women Month, which was held a couple weeks ago. But I think it's always a good topic to bring to light, just to let women know a little bit more about what they can do to be proactive and preventative in terms of trying to limit heart disease in themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you think of heart disease or heart attacks, I think of men mostly, right?
You are very correct, but if you look at statistics, actually heart disease is a leading cause of death in women as well as in men, even accounting for all other types of cancer. And a lot of times I think we do attribute heart disease more as a man's disease, which is part of the reason why heart disease often is just as prevalent in women. Sometimes women aren't included in studies quite as often. And biologically, there's different things about women in terms of hormones that can make them more predisposed to heart disease. And so that's why, obviously, we have Go Red for Women Month, just to shed light on the fact that women need to be aware of the fact that just because they are a female and not a man, that they can have heart disease.
Mm-hmm. And what does that... How different is it between a man with heart disease and women? Is there differences?
There's not a lot of differences per se. Typically, when we look at signs and symptoms, both sexes have more of the chest pain as their presenting symptom, as well as sometimes that can be shortness of breath. In women, though, we may see some other symptoms that maybe aren't as typical as we'd see as a crushing chest pain. They feel like the elephant sitting on their chest. Sometimes they may have just more fatigue that they can't account for, seem like they tire more easily and just need to rest more often. We can also sometimes see a little bit of possibly some back pain or even some more nausea and vomiting that maybe can still be seen in men but maybe more typical in a female population. When you think of women also, in terms of women, we also have hormones that play into factor. And although going through menopause does not create heart disease, as women go through menopause, they no longer have as much estrogen on board anymore. And so when we have estrogen present, that helps kind of keep our blood vessels open a little bit more. It's a vasodilator. As you lose estrogen, the vessels tend to get a little bit more constrictive and then more prone to development of heart disease within a smaller blood vessel that typically we see in women versus men. And so sometimes after menopause, again, it doesn't cause heart disease, but because of the changes from hormones, we can see heart disease to be more prevalent following women once they go through menopause.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the causes of heart disease for women?
You know, we have causes of heart disease, kind of same both men and women,
okay.
But things that we look at, you know, we can't affect our age. We can't control the fact that we're female or male. We can't give back our parents and any hereditary traits that we have received. And we can't affect if we're a Caucasian, Black, Hispanic, or Native American. But things that we can look at is really its prevention and looking at what risks do we have and how do we limit them. If you have high blood pressure, to make sure that you're on medications to treat high blood pressure. Quit smoking if you're smoking. Have your cholesterol checked. If your cholesterol is high, either look at dietary or exercise modifications or possibly medication. Same way with obesity, weight loss, and then too, if you have type 2 diabetes, in terms of making sure having blood sugars checked or having your diabetes under control with medications. And a lot of that just comes down to having, you know, regular exams. A lot of people don't want to come in if they think they're healthy, even on a yearly basis for physical, and sometimes that's the simplest thing that you can do is just have that initial visit, have labs drawn, look at your numbers, and talk to your doctor and work out a plan to help limit your risk for development of heart disease.
So being preventive is a big plus in dealing with heart disease, huh?
Huge plus. And I always let patients know, too, if they have a family history or even if they just want to do some other proactive measures on their own behalf. Some of the facilities, not so much our smaller local independent facilities, although they may have contact with larger facilities, you can do some health heart screenings, or sometimes they'll do like an EKG, check your lipid panel, and you can do what's called a cardiac CT calcium score. It's where they look for calcified plaque within the heart vessels. It's not the same as going in and looking in the vessel, but it gives a person a score, and the score is based on the age. And from there, based on that score, it may indicate that things look good, or it may be that, hey, you need to see a cardiologist and maybe have some more intervention done. And so that's just a out-of-pocket fee that patients can pay, but that is a nice screening tool that can be used, and I have referred people on, and they can schedule that on their own behalf. A lot of times if you just Google through some of the larger entities in terms of heart screening, that you can find information on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that you'd like to mention, Renee?
No, I think okay. That's probably about it.
Okay. So. How can people get a hold of you? Or?
Yep, they just need to call the clinic at JMHS. My number's here, 320-769-4323. And we have plenty of physicians and nurse practitioners here that are willing to see people and, again, try to reduce their risk for having heart disease and just overall keeping them healthy.
Okay. Real good, Renee. Thank you so much for joining us on Doc Talk this morning.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
Yep. Renee Durfee, a nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.